Thorgard sat alone in the lee of a ruined outhouse. It was towards the heart of Hellspire and had been badly damaged in the fighting, little more than a broken corner of prefabricated rockcrete with the skeletons of other structures and the shells of destroyed chimeras half buried in the snow nearby. A Cadian platoon had come this way, but had got no further. The drifts had worsened in the last few hours. An almost total whiteout smothered the horizon. Visibility was abysmally poor, even for the space wolves' acute senses. Thorgard's head was bowed, as if in contemplation, oblivious to the snow flurries dancing around his head and clinging to his beard like arctic limpets. He'd built a fire, using his body and the ruin to shield it from the ice winds rolling across the urban tundra, and flensed the meat from some shaggy-haired bovine, indigenous to Skorbad, and somehow missed in the evacuation. It was messy work. Blood painted the ground around him and gave off a coppery stink. 100 meters away, his fellow Marines were watching.
Hagni may be a beast, but he hasn't lost his instincts. The Wolfen won't take the bait. Why do you insist on trying to snare him, Skeln?
The other space wolf crouched alongside him in a ruined warehouse. Skeln was staring intently at the perimeter Thorgard had made, at the traps and foils he had set, well hidden in the snow and rubble. They kept low and to the shadows, Fenrir and Skoll lurking just behind their masters. Of Magnin, there was no sign. Like its rider, the Thunderwolf was adept at stealth. An uncanny feat for a monstrous beast that was nearly 2.5 meters from claw to shoulder.
His fate is not ours to decide. I've told you this already, brother. I won't give up on Hagni. Not yet.
Due to the escalating drifts, the trail had grown cold in more ways than one. Hagni's wolfen scent was no longer redolent on the breeze. His tracks had disappeared, as well as any other signs of his passing.
You must be prepared to kill him, Skeln. If Thorgard or I fail, you must do it.
Skeln grunted and went back to surveying Thorgard's concealed deterrence.
Only if there's no other choice.
Something niggled at the back of Skeln's mind. Hagni was leading them farther into disputed territory, where the punitive influence of the Imperial Guard had not yet reached. On the way, they'd seen entire platoons frozen solid, grimaces etched permanently on the troopers' faces under the ice. Convoys of vehicles, chimeras, and even battle tanks were left by the roadside, empty and abandoned. Was Hagni even fleeing from them? Or was it the Wolfen that even now laid the trap, and not the Wolfguard?